All right, folks, we've gotten some feedback and done some reflecting on what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks with our Little Things Are Big Things education podcast, and we've come up with a few things that we're going to alter on the format because we want to grow and get better at this along with you and give you appreciation for giving us your feedback.
Absolutely. We're going to take a re-look at, well, one, make this a little bit smaller, right? I'm sure some of you have been looking at these 52 to 63 minute time stamps. You're like, do I have that much time to give right now? And so just like Dave and I, we kind of like knocking out some smaller chunks. We're going to give you multiple episodes and put it into two breaks. So Tuesdays, you'll be able to expect the connection activity, and it'll just be a standalone on Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays, you're going to see us releasing the big idea with the story time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And like Tim said, the main goal there is to give you some bite-sized chunks so that you can get an idea for a connection activity for your next class while you're taking a walk or on a commute. And then you can think about the big idea, big picture stuff over the weekend after listening on Thursday. So,
absolutely. And just, you know, if we were to throw you a big idea this week, let's just say it's reflection, right? And part of connections is reflection. So take absolutely a look at what you did, what's worked well, what could be improved, and make connection or make adjustments on the fly so that you can make improvements all the time, just like we ask our students to do. So we appreciate you joining us. We love you all for being part of the early journey, and we look forward to continuing to serve you moving forward.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. We'll be right back.